Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome, everybody. Don't forget the Pastathon is still going on. Pastathon.com through Sunday. Go to Smart and Final, Wendy's, donate at checkout, and of course, Pastathon.com. Any other ways you can be a part of the effort this year for Katarina's Club and Feeding the Hungry Children. We'll have an update on the numbers at 5:05. It's been running pretty hot today, and we'll see where we are in about an hour from now. We've got a lot to cover this hour. Including an update on Mayor Yoga Pants, whether or not he's ever going to be ambassador to India, as time is running out for him to be Los Angeles mayor, at which point, in a couple of weeks, I believe, I think it's the 12th or 13th, he's unemployed officially.
I guess it, because it's the slow news season for politics, I found, in addition to the article that we're going to talk about, two other articles this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
In national media.
Anything like the nomination's dead?
No, it's all the same stuff. There is a chance that Biden, after the Senate is out of session, can do a maneuver called a recess appointment and just declare him the ambassador.
No,
yeah.
I'll sue.
But there's a limited amount of time he could remain as the ambassador.
Oh,
it's almost like an emergency provision.
Oh, so it's like an interim.
It's an interim thing,
yeah. Trump's acting people that were in
his
administration.
Right, It's called recess appointments. And the last time...
That's what we'll call him then if he gets that. We're going to call him the recess appointee.
The recess
sounds
ambassador.
Dumb and low level.
Oh, and as I was looking through these stories, on election night at Karen Bass's party at the Palladium, do you know who was in attendance? Rick Jacobs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That shows you how connected she is to the whole Garcetti thing.
That's what we were saying. She's the next version of Garcetti.
Oh.
She's keeping Garcetti staff, and Rick Jacobs was there to celebrate her on election night.
All right, we'll get into all this later on in the hour. We're going to begin right now with another one of these stories. People are leaving L.A. in record numbers, and there's one particular place they're going. Here's the story from Fox 11 and reporter Haley Winslow.
This is Dave Gilmore's million-dollar mansion in Mission Viejo. Listed at $990, sold for $1,075,000.
actually one of the first places that we looked at was number 17, just down the street right here. And we were one of the final two out of like 20 bidders on that one. And we didn't get it. And that started, and then it took us another 2.5 months of relentless searching.
His nationwide broker, Tara Walker, says what's surprising a lot of residents. Currently in Orange County, 56% of single-family homes cost more than $1 million.
About 10 years ago, you could get a single-family home in some of the more affordable areas in Orange County for the mid-fives, about $500 to $550.
And what about now?
It could be around $850, $950.
On top of extremely low inventory and crazy overbidding wars.
I've been doing this for 44 years, and there's never been a better time in my career to sell a property than right now.
ERA Orange County Real Estate CEO Walt Tamolina says even if that means you have to go somewhere temporarily and wait to buy another home. Tamolina foresees interest rates going up to 5, possibly 6% by the end of the year, which along with more buyer fatigue, he expects the market to normalize in the next year to year and a half.
Everybody asks that big, big question. Is the market going to blow up and are the prices going to go down? And I don't believe that they will. I think we have a really strong economy in Southern California, and I think that'll continue. And as a result of that, the prices will be stable. What's going to stop is this craziness of overbidding.
So if you want to buy a home here, these experts advise use other people's money and invest together, or get a tailored strategy in place with a reputable realtor and mortgage lender.
Think about how to tailor your offer to be very competitive in order to shorten that journey from the start to the, you know, getting your keys to your next home.
Hey, sweet girl.
Keys that Gilmore says he's never turning in.
Our intention before we even started was to find our forever home. So we did find this place, and after what I just went through, I never want to have to do it again anyway because it was horrible.
Who could blame him? He did put down 20% or a little more than $200,000 because this was their second home. His advice, be persistent because the struggle is brutal.
Boy,
that's
oh boy.
From Fox 11.
There was one woman in there. What a long-winded way of saying bid the most money.
Yeah, overbid, exactly.
I'm listening to all this. Can you find that where she, where's that
I
woman?
Thought the same thing. I said you want people to overbid, which has exactly been the problem.
Where she goes, well, you got to tailor your bid and be
to
competitive.
Tomorrow you'll have the keys to your house sooner.
It's like the way it works for everything is the highest bid wins. This is there isn't any strategy.
No, but apparently ration went out the window when people are thinking, oh, someone's going to bid too high. I've got to bid higher than them. That's what causes this.
If you want it, yeah.
Well, how bad do you want it? I mean, that's what you have to weigh.
That's what you find out.
Now,
the prices aren't too high. The prices are what people are willing to pay. And if you think that, you know, this house is $1.8 million, oh, that's too much. Well, another guy doesn't think so. So you don't get it. You don't win.
I mean, all the prices in California. I mean, I'm even surprised because I was going to say, well, you know, it's because there's a bidding war to live in the more desirable places of Southern California, which are shrinking and shrinking. But even some of the places I would describe as less desirable have $1 million homes. It's just ridiculous.
The median price in Los Angeles is $823,000.
Yeah, the median, right.
The
so
median.
Half or less, half or more.
The median listing price is $1 million. So if you go on one of these sites, the middle of the pack is $1 million. Play that clip again. You got it, Eric.
So if you want to buy a home here, these experts advise use other people's money and invest together, or get a tailored strategy in place with a reputable realtor and mortgage lender.
What does that mean?
How to tailor your offer to be very competitive in order to shorten that journey from the start to the, you know, getting your keys to your next home.
I see.
Holy man.
Yeah, that means to bid high.
That
right.
is long-winded. Just bid the most
money.
That's
another way of saying just outbid everybody. Right.
You know, the people in the real
whatever you think is a good price, go 20% higher at least or something. I don't know.
Real estate is like a really crass business.
It's pretty ugly,
you know, and
yes.
They try to make it sound like, well, if you're, you know, you're tailoring,
it's a complicated
and strategy.
Right. They use the jargon.
It's like everything's an auction, basically.
But the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is now at nearly 7%. That's up almost 4% from a year earlier. That's.
Well. Not
That's
having
gotta a, have an effect on people's home buying.
But,
and I know home buying has been dropping, but you still hear stories like this. which, by the way, mentioned that most LA people who are leaving are going to Las Vegas. If you want to live in the desert.
Because the homes cost half as much?
They might. Is that what it said in the story?
Yeah. Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Typical home is $410.
Right.
Half LA? The price of a typical LA home.
It's $820. So, but yeah, there's space there. The prices aren't going to go down because there's nowhere to build new homes in LA County.
Right.
Nobody's going to build a new home. And the state has so many restrictions now, they can't develop more housing housing subdivisions.
Now, wait, Karen Bass is to declare an emergency and build all this housing for the homeless. There's got to be room.
No more room. And those people are never going to get homes because those people are mentally ill and they're drug addicts. So they're not putting together a competitive bid.
They're going to get fancy apartments. You'll see. With butler service.
We are in the age of bullcrap. I mean, just every day. People just lying, faking it.
All right, we'll talk about the Garcetti ambassadorship nomination. A couple of developments to talk about, including an article written by one of the people with that whistleblower organization laying out more details as to why this guy's a liar. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, now I know what you have. We're going to talk about Mayor Yoga Pants, Eric Garcetti, who's about to leave that position, a disgrace, 9 years as mayor of L.A., and things are uglier than ever. The article that I had seen, and it was in Salon, and it's actually written by a woman, Libby Liu, who's the CEO of Whistleblower Aid, the organization that actually represented a woman that eventually came on our show, Naomi Seligman. And she's the one that decided to step in when it looked like Garcetti's nomination was breezing through the U.S. Senate. There was bipartisan support in a committee. It was headed for a full vote on the U.S. Senate floor until this organization, this woman came forward, and they got the attention of several U.S. senators, including Chuck Grassley, an Iowa Republican, that said, wait a minute. Take a look at more detail to this story as to why you might want to hold up this nomination, because this man's a liar. And what we're talking about is he's claiming under oath that he never heard about and never witnessed any sexual harassment or abuse by his longtime top aide and right-hand man, a man by the name of Rick Jacobs. There were so many people around the office of Garcetti that work there that can tell you stories about Rick Jacobs. Apparently the joke was, how come we haven't been sued yet? They were eventually sued this man that was a bodyguard for Garcetti.
So this is like the theme this afternoon. This is Garcetti purposely lying, creating fiction, and just trying to brazen it out.
Here's the list. Rick Jacobs routinely cowed City Hall staffers by kissing them on the mouth, massaging them, locking them in long and unwanted bear hugs, grabbing their buttocks, and using sexual and racist language.
And he'd do
That's
this,
the list.
He'd do this to men and women. He did it in front of Garcetti. Garcetti had to tell him, at least in one instance, to cut it out.
That's the report of one and person,
he's,
right?
He's never even denied that story. He's never tried to lie about that one. So clearly, he doesn't care about sexual harassment. It doesn't bother him. He'd laugh at it. And look, this is the woke crowd that he's surrounded by, right? This is the Democratic Party. They're the ones who created this woke world. It's almost like some kind of sick amusement park. So now you got to live by your standards that you set here.
And the only thing that kept this story under wraps for so long is because these were a lot of Democratic Party operatives that worked in the inner sanctum of Garcetti's office, and they didn't want to have a bad record going forward.
They were afraid that it would
hurt. Their future was at risk.
It would hurt their political career with Eric. It's like, we don't want to upset Eric. I don't want Eric mad at me.
Man, Eric is planning a presidential library. He's going places. I always like that story. True or not, I love that story.
These are Democratic senators, by the way, that are holding this up. It's not just the Republicans.
It's not just Chuck Grassley. There's a Hawaii senator, and who was another one? Mark Kelly of Arizona.
And Kirsten Gillibrand of New York.
And Mazie Hirono of Hawaii is the other one.
Right. And these are some.
But that was months ago. Are they still? We don't know.
There's no vote.
There's no vote.
I mean, Biden has the 51 votes, every day of the year.
He does. That's right. So and he will, no matter what happens in Georgia, he'll have at least that.
That's right. And so if he wanted to get this passed, presumably in normal circumstances, all the Democrats would fall into line because while Garcetti is a stupid goof, a lot of ambassadors are stupid goofs. They usually get these positions because they raised money for the candidate, and Garcetti did that. He bundled a lot of political donations. He came out for Biden early on, and so you get rewarded for that kind of loyalty and production by getting an ambassadorship. Often it's to a very pleasant country or inconsequential country.
Right.
But India is actually really important right now because they're sucking up to the Russians and buying
their climate contributors, climate change contributors.
Yeah. Right.
So, what may matter here is that Grassley, this Republican from Iowa, did do his own report, and it seemed to back the findings of this whistleblower organization that Garcetti either knew about the abuse or should have known. Now, whether or not the others, particularly Democrats, see this report and say, all right, this doesn't appear to be political, maybe there's something to this.
Well, I think
that could kill the nomination.
Well, I mean, the nomination has been dead now. It's a year and a half.
A year and a half, yes.
Right? So, again, they could have voted this.
But because he's running out of time as mayor, there's going to be a new push, particularly during this December lame duck time.
Well, what's going to work now that hasn't worked for a year and a half? Nothing's changed. As time goes on, more people talk. More people tell stories about, because it's gross. You know, these reports, the reason those two reports agree is because this actually happened.
And here's the truth
really
of the matter.
This really occurred.
The reason that the leader of the Senate Democrats, Chuck Schumer, hasn't called for a vote is that the votes are not there. That's usually how it works.
Right.
You don't want to stand up and take the vote and then your guy loses.
Because.
So he's waiting for at least somebody to come in line.
They call the senators and the senators have said no. Not voting for him.
Or the other simple truth, it's just not a priority and they don't care.
but normally it's a quick vote. They've already had the hearings. There's nothing to do but go through the formality of yes or no.
Right. But you found some story which says he could make an interim appointment of Garcetti to the position?
A recess appointment.
The recess appointment.
Let me see what the rules are on that.
And don't forget, Garcetti's had a team of lobbyists. His parents have put forth money to try to make this happen, but it's not moving.
All right, here it is. Recess appointment is made by the president when the Senate is in recess. And you can do this.
It would have to happen. They're in recess, the end of the year until they come back in January?
Yeah, probably. And the Congress tries to block these recess appointments. In fact, what the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, used to do is he used to have a session every couple of days for just a few seconds. And that reset the clock on the Senate being out of session.
Right.
It was some kind of trick. And the president can do it during recess, and then he'll be ambassador until the end of their next session.
Okay.
So it would be a temporary appointment.
Well, he'll take that over nothing, and then the fact that he's already in the position might make it tempting for members of the Senate to just say, let's just confirm him.
And presidents,
if I was Garcetti, I'd take that path.
Presidents make a lot of these. Reagan had 240, Clinton 139, Bush 171.
Recess appointments?
Recess appointments, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of appointments. You'd be dazzled to know just how many government positions or appointments are confirmed and have to be. It's mind-boggling.
Well, they want to keep the government rolling, I guess, and it gets very complicated and political to get all your nominees through, especially if you have a hostile Senate.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million.
Whew.
Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
We will have an update on the Pastathon numbers coming right after the 5 o'clock news from Deborah Mark. So stay tuned for that. We will give you the latest on, I got to admit, I'm fascinated. I'm part of the mob. The Idaho murders. I can't help it. I read every story I can find. I constantly put in the Google search.
Are you becoming an amateur sleuth?
Not really, although there is a theory I'm liking better. And believe it or not, the poor police in Moscow, Idaho, and whoever else is helping them, keep going back and forth over the use of one word as regards this crime. Targeted. They reversed themselves again today. I think they reversed themselves from this morning.
Doesn't
from
that
yesterday
mean
to today.
They don't know? Why don't they just say we don't know?
Why did they feel compelled
to offer this theory and then take it back and then reinstate it and then take it back? Just say every day, we don't know yet.
Oh, but then you're accused of being bumbling idiots. What do you mean you don't know yet? You don't know anything? What are you doing?
No.
What am I paying you for?
When you change your mind every day, you're a bumbling idiot.
I know.
I mean,
sadly, human nature is to try to give people something because they're probably being bugged constantly for new info.
The thing is, they don't explain why. As they keep changing the designation, there's never a detailed explanation. It's just a word they use. It's targeted. Well, it's not targeted. Well, it's targeted. So what? That word doesn't mean anything unless you explain the evidence that leads you to that conclusion.
All right, so we'll get into all this after 5 o'clock. One quick news blip this afternoon. CNN continues to, have layoffs. And I forgot about their sister station, Headline News. There's not going to be any more live programming on Headline News. So if you're tuning in, like, for the latest breaking news, there's no more.
They got rid of that format a long time ago.
Yeah.
They changed it to HLN, and they put on all kinds of...
Well, it stands for Headline News, HLN. I mean, that's
right, but they didn't have Headline News anymore. They used to have like a news wheel.
Yeah.
And they switched. They just put on a lot of...
Now there's like no live programming left. There was a couple of shows, apparently, that were live.
But most of it was like crime shows.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. No, they were just thrown on.
I thought that was Court TV that does that.
No, they did that too. There's too many channels. There's only so much programming.
And now there's too many streamings.
Yeah. So there's a shakeout. There's not enough money and not enough viewers to keep all these channels alive. And stuff is going to start dying.
Well, now we return to one of our favorite punching bags of 2022, the LA County DA, George Gascon. New questions are being raised because apparently his office, which tends to ignore crime and tends to go easy on criminals, apparently has taken a big interest in a case involving the singer John Legend. He almost, and I'll repeat the word, almost had his luxury car stolen this week, but apparently George Gascon's office seems to be trying to look further into the almost and find out more details about what happened. Legend was at a recording studio on Monday. Somebody attempted to steal his Porsche. LAPD told TMZ that a man walked up to the car, sat inside, was looking for the keys or some other way to start it. Security personnel at the studio saw this happening, called the police. When they arrived, the man tried to claim the car was his. He got out. He began walking. He was arrested after a short foot chase on suspicion of attempted grand theft auto. In an email to prosecutors obtained by Fox News, John Harlan, who's the DA's acting head deputy, said, "I want to be kept in the loop about this case." News outlets are reporting that an unarmed person was arrested for attempting to steal John Legend's Porsche somewhere in L.A. Case potentially due today. Please be on the lookout for this case. Harlan wrote that before asking, he got to be notified via text message along with two others, if the case appears in the DA's records.
Because Legend is one of his biggest supporters.
He was a big supporter of Gaston Ryan.
Yeah, big fundraiser, big donor. So if he was this supportive of a guy who doesn't prosecute, I would imagine he doesn't want this guy prosecuted, right?
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. I thought maybe Legend just wants more information on who tried to steal his car, and he's using his influence in the DA's office to see what he can find out. He's got some big deputy DA looking stuff up for him.
I would think he would want the guy let go. No charges. Give him a second chance.
Oh, that would be interesting if that happens.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well,
so let's see what the big virtue signaling hypocrite wants.
Yeah, because the take on it here is that because Gaston doesn't care about crime in general, and particularly an attempted car theft, why does he care about this one at all? Because it involves a celebrity who's a big supporter.
Right, exactly. So is Gaston going to prosecute the guy when he won't prosecute anybody else?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of stuck here, aren't they? If he prosecutes this guy, he's showing favoritism to Legend.
And right. But you're thinking Legend doesn't want to prosecute this guy
because of his ideological
preferences not to do that.
Is Legend a phony? We're going to find out.
No, or it could be the opposite. Maybe he wants to find out that you're going after this guy because he could have stolen my valuable car. Those are two interesting different routes to take.
So the law is only enforced when a famous singer gets his car broken into.
Yes, a famous singer with influence in the DA's office because he's a big supporter of this progressive policies.
But yeah, so let's,
you're right, it would make sense if he didn't want to charge because
let's see what the great...
Unless it is part of the phoniness that you always talk about. Yeah. I don't want you to charge unless it's my property they steal.
Exactly.
Then you got to go after
that's
them.
That's what this test is about. Now, this is a case I want to see followed up on. Maybe Fox News will do it since Bill Malugin is credited with this story here.
Oh, to see whether or not... We don't even know this man's name that tried to steal the car. So.
No.
Well, whether or not this just goes in the circular file or whether or not there's a real case made.
You know, it's now been sent to the charge evaluation division.
Oh.
They're going to evaluate the charge.
The charge evaluation division.
Yeah, because here's one of the tweets Legend wrote the day Gaston took office. George Gaston just announced some major reforms on the first day. Proud to have supported his election. This is the kind of change we voted for and the kind of change we need to bring our system closer to true justice.
Oh, dear Lord.
So what's true justice when a guy tries to steal his Porsche? What would that be? Go home, shrug it off, don't worry about it. It's just a car. You're a rich person. You could afford it.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Tomorrow, we're back with the Moist Line during the 5 o'clock hour. You can still leave a message and maybe be included in the airplay. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. As soon as we return from the news at 5 o'clock, we will have the latest Pastathon numbers for you. The money raised, the pasta poundage, sauce poundage. That'll come up right after the news at 5 o'clock. And then we'll give you the latest that we know on the Idaho college student murder case. Very bizarre developments concerning the word targeted. It's all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Well, this is Breakthrough. From time to time on the John and Ken Show, we have talked about John Cobalt's reluctance to get a colonoscopy.
Oh, we are not going to discuss my colon again, are we? It's always about my colon.
You'll get propofol.
That's true. I did, and it was wonderful. Well, not really. I didn't dream. I didn't do anything. I was just gone.
You're just black out.
Yeah, I did. I was just gone. But it seems like, literally, you feel like you're out for a minute. You wake up, it's like 30. I asked him, how long was that? 25 minutes you were gone. Wow. Okay. Felt like 10 seconds.
There's no dreams, no nothing.
Have you considered poop in a box?
Well, it seems like everyone else has in the city.
Those commercials, Cologuard, where you can send your poop sample in and they analyze it for possible colon cancer?
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to use it if you have a history in your family or something.
You do it in a box and you mail it in?
I don't think you literally just squat over a box, but yeah. You send in a sample somehow in a sealed, sanitized. You do. Yes. Yeah, you do. You send it in. Yes.
How would you like to be that delivery guy, huh?
Because well, that's funny because in the commercial it's like a little cartoon postman delivering your poop. Or at least the results.
Does the Postal Service, or is it UPS or FedEx or?
You've had colonoscopies, Deborah Moore?
I have, yes.
Okay, yeah, yes. I knew she would because she. Well, John, with your diet, we just thought maybe you might want to have a look in there.
No, I don't.
No, I'm not going to do it.
If you want to look in there, I mean.
In fact, I'm getting another one in February because I have a family history of polyps.
I do too. In fact, I had several removed the last time, which is no. I'm probably
you were supposed to bring those in.
What?
You were going to bring them in.
Why?
See what they look like.
I don't have them.
Oh.
Well, I didn't ask for them. All right, next time I will ask for them.
They'll give them to you in a jar.
You want to put them on a bid for the Pastathon?
We could post it on Instagram and get likes.
Well, here's a new development. Scientists are now using artificial intelligence to listen to your farts to determine whether or not you might have cancer.
What?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Subtle changes in the noise made when someone defecates, urinates, or flatulates could indicate the presence of cancer in the body. Researchers have built a database with hours of audio and video samples of excretions from healthy and unwell patients.
What kind of a job is that?
To establish a base. Yeah, there someone's job was to listen to farts.
To record people's farts.
Could be funny. Some people find it funny, the fart noise. Remember the whoopee cushion?
You got to put a database of like probably thousands.
I would say you would.
Well,
you have to do a lot
day?
Of work to.
Who went to college to do that?
The prototype of the sensor package includes a microphone through which bathroom sounds could be recorded. Different sounds produced through urination, flatulence, and solid defecation. That's a good word. And diarrhea are all influenced by the pathways in your body and indicate something is wrong.
Mm. Well, imagine if you do have polyps in the way, that would alter the flow.
Have you ever noticed any subtle differences in your fart sounds? Or? That's a question I've never asked.
It's
a cutting interview.
I was glad you never asked that. I don't think I've ever examined that question.
And it goes with urine, too. Like, your urine is not flowing at the rate it normally does, or your farts are not sounding the way they normally do. You should check it out.
A little out of tune.
So you could have this device at home, and then it might give you a notification that maybe you want to see somebody.
So you have the device and it analyzes it as
your... Yes, you would have the device in your home and you would put it next to your anus.
I could spend the night playing with that thing, sure.
And it might indicate just a green, which is everything's normal, or a little red light says you might want to get this checked out.
That sounds entertaining for a few hours.
The worst part of the story is apparently the Japanese are using tiny worms to sniff out pancreatic tumors.
Oh, that's weird.
Would you have to put a worm in there? How would you?
No, you don't. There's some strange medical practices in Asia. It's like, you know, the anal swabs for COVID in China.
But, you know, they're coming up with this because they know that people do not like the invasive techniques that we just talked about, like a colonoscopy. That's why poop in a box was developed. This is also another idea because they're just trying to get more people. What I read the other day was, because people are, well, is it all right to do the poop in a box or is it colonoscopy? The answer for an expert, which I thought was a good answer, was they're both fine. Just do them. Do one of them. Do anything. Mm. Right? Better than doing nothing. Right.
I don't know. I think, John, that you should get a colonoscopy. I really do. You're way due.
There's a lot of things, medical procedures you think I should get.
I know, but this one... is very important.
All right,
well, we got more
maybe
coming
I'll
up.
Do the box.
No, I just said do a colonoscopy. You'll get propofol. It's really no big deal. Ken can attest to that.
And I'll get you.
She's
an
really
ice cream.
Pushing this propofol angle. Yeah,
well, because I know that John, you'll enjoy that part.
Well, he will. Like I said, he won't even remember it.
I know, but I thought he would enjoy it.
I would enjoy going to black. Yes, I would.
You wait. It's really
true.
Cool. You wake up
like you
and
the other
you're
day,
like,
it's like death.
Heck?
Yeah.
Right. It's just all right. I'm gone. I don't exist anymore.
All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app
and Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.